The city of Syracuse had a record high number of homicides in 2016. That compares to a record low number of violent and overall crimes in 2015. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Syracuse officials say while homicides are tougher to control, police have been more successful in stopping other crimes.
At 30 homicides, it is reportedly the highest number ever for Syracuse. Syracuse Police Chief Frank Fowler says there is not one specific reason for the increase, citing a variety of shooting and domestic instances. But many other categories of crime, including robberies, burglaries, even car thefts, are at some of the city's lowest levels in the last 25 years. Syracuse Common Counselor and former Syracuse Police Chief Stephen Thompson says homicides are different than all other crimes.
While the number is large this year and it's disturbing, the bottom line is that the police department can make a reduction in burglaries or robberies by putting forth their force in that area. But it's difficult to put somebody in somebody's house and stop somebody who verbally gets upset or in a bar or something.
Thompson says he is encouraged that two new classes of police officers were hired in 2016. He also says the council should focus on finding funding to support more community policing, so officers are not just running from one call to the next. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.